Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday, and the Green Bay Packers have wrapped up their lone joint practice with the Baltimore Ravens earlier today at Ray Nitschke Field. Vibes feel a little better online today. Obviously, the offense was a lot more productive than they were against the Denver Broncos, but it is just practice. As I think I mentioned to you after a lot of dourness following the joint practice with the Broncos, you know, it is work. It's just work. They're in a lab. And yeah, they were a lot more productive today. Got a bunch of good stuff on tape, no doubt about it. But, you know, if I sit here and tell you guys, well, don't get so down about it, about an unproductive joint practice, I'm probably going to turn around and tell you, don't get too excited. It's nice that they were in the end zone. It's nice that the pass rush seemingly got after it. But again, it's just one day of practice, albeit a productive one. So that's good. I know that's probably a better feeling heading into the weekend for Packers fans, getting ready for Saturday's preseason game, wrapping things up for the preseason. Matt LaFleur, non-committal earlier today when asked about Jordan Love and or the starters playing on Saturday. I suspect their output today probably means they won't play on Saturday, but we will see. Still a chance, I would suspect, that they get a series or two, get some live action prior to being shut down and heading to Brazil in a couple weeks. Overall, though, sounds like it was a great atmosphere, a great vibe. The one scary moment, Lamar Jackson almost biting it on his bike ride over from Lambeau to the practice session. But outside of that, it looked really, really fun. I'm really, really happy that it was great weather, great crowd. The Ravens seemed to enjoy it. John Harbaugh had wonderful things to say after the practice. And again, I think both teams got a lot out of it. So looking forward to the game on Saturday. And a reminder for you, I will be doing a live watch party for the game. So check out your fellow Packers fans from all around the world chatting about it, getting ready for the regular season while we watch the Packers taking on the Ravens at Lambeau Field. Noon kickoff on Saturday. Very exciting to have a nooner in the preseason. I'll be here live throughout the proceedings and do a live chat afterwards. So I hope to see you then and there. Hello to everybody in the comment section. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody. Time to give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. That's right. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. Hell, they even have a drive-through window. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, on our app, or indeed in the description of this video. Don't use StubHub, SeatGeek, Ticketmaster, none of this national nonsense. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King, for all your Packers ticket needs. How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Comment section. Good to see everybody mixing it up, starting with RJ. That was a super chat. Thanks, buddy. In honor of Henry Pearson's play today, may I present random Packer William Henderson, Packers Hall of Fame member, Mr. Third Down, one of my all-time faves, to don the green and gold. Man, William Henderson, all-time pros pro, great Packer. Absolute stud. Love me some William Henderson. And yes, Henry Pearson, who was re-signed a couple of days ago, recipient of a 30-yard wheel route down the field. Big play to the fullback today. Man, I've been begging LaFleur to call that in a regular season game. So far, no dice. But, man, I absolutely love it. I love when you get the big guy down the seam, get him downfield. Big gain for Henry Pearson. You love to see it. Nick, how are you, man? Thanks for Super Chat. Corey stoked about Keyonte Shad out of Madison. Yes, the Packers making it official. I know it was reported yesterday, but the defensive lineman, a Madison native, signed by the Packers today. He did participate in the joint practice. Corey is unavailable for comment at the moment, and I think that's probably best for all involved. Jacob, thanks for the Super Chat. Hey, Naz, is the rise of Tucker Kraft happening before our very eyes? Very productive practice for him, and I know it's been a productive stretch here in the last couple of practices. I do think there's a chance that, you know, he and Musgrave are going to maybe not take the league by storm, but they will be quite productive in this offense. They're going to get lots of opportunities. Certainly Kraft has been the recipient of a lot of throws and a lot of plays so far, like over the stretch of the last three or four kind of open practices, but things change very quickly. And you can sit here today and get excited about all his opportunities while they're working on things, which again, that's what they're doing. It's a lab. They're working on concepts. They're working on execution of certain plays against certain looks, etc. But then you get into the week of game planning and he might not even be a focal point of the offense for a month. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it's a possibility, right? As far as being, you know, having a ton of plays in the game plan that feature him or make him part of the early parts of progressions multiple times, etc. Now, maybe things break down. Jordan Love has to get inside the pocket, tight ends, quarterback's best friend, etc. Maybe he gets a few of those. But I'd have to see a lot more before I start thinking, yeah, Tucker Kraft's going to be a big, big part of the game plan week in and week out. Now, all of that said, the man's making the most of his opportunities. You got to think, if you're Matt LaFleur and the offensive coaching staff and you're watching this practice after practice after practice, maybe you do start drawing up a few more things with him in mind. Maybe you do start game planning those first few weeks as far as, you know, Eagles, Colts, etc. All right, let's make sure we get a couple plays for Tucker in there, because he's answered the bell repeatedly. You know, it's going to be exciting to watch it play out. Of that, there's little doubt. Joe, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Seems like Packers wanted to atone for the Denver debacle. Nice to see you against a quality opponent. Will Matt LaFleur be doing a press conference tomorrow? No, there is no availability from the Packers tomorrow. The next time we'll hear from Matt will be after the preseason game. And as far as atoning, I don't think they needed to atone for anything internally. I think it's great for the fan base. I think it's nice to get people excited about it, it being the team. But yeah, I don't think there was any atonement necessary. Abdul, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Who needs to prove himself in the third preseason game? That's a good question. I think Kalen King could do with a really good performance. Rough outing there in Denver. Certainly has shown that he's capable and had a pretty good camp up to that point. But you'd like to see more from him in a game situation heading into the regular season, where you're going to be making determinations about playtime, right? And who is in the rotation, who gets featured in that dime look, things of that nature. You know, you'd like to see a better outing, because it was not pretty in Denver. So I would give that nod to Kalen King there. And again, not to say he hasn't had a decent camp, because I think he has. I just think that it would probably put the staff's mind at rest and give them a better chance at having him in the mix, so to speak, earlier on in the year. What else we got? Lamar Jackson on a bike is a visible representation of his playoff performances. Daniel, damn. That's harsh, man. I mean, not unfair, but harsh. Gonna lose it if I read one more take about the kicking. Jeebus cripes, LOL, hashtag Twitter stinks. How about Anders Carlson answering the bell today? My guy Anders, perfect on the day. I'm sure that's not good enough for some people. I'm sure they say, you know, he goes perfect, right? Perfect practice. Hits every kick, including their, quote, game winner at the end of the situation, end of game situation, drill, etc. Hits that one, right? Perfect day. I'm sure somebody out there is like, well, he should have just asked the coaches for another rep to kick another kick. You know, I'm sure there's somebody out there who's not excited or happy about it. Trust me. David, thanks for the super chat. My first Packers practice, and I was impressed with the fans. Great following. Can't wait to return for a regular season game. David, that's awesome. Today, that you picked a good one to go to. The wrap-up practice is always good in general, but to have another team in the house, I'm sure the vibes were excellent. I'm sure the energy was great. And I hope, I didn't see pictures of it. That said, I didn't really look for them too hard. But usually at the end, the very last public practice, the Packers will go down the stands and thank the fans and give high fives, etc. So I hope that somewhat tradition remained today. Daniel, Packer Man is going to get ripped up on a Carlson miss this year. See, you would think that. However, Packer Man does not reside here at Shea Nagler, which is where I will be doing watch parties this year, or my new place when I move in October. So no Packer man. He probably did that. He probably pulled a Jedi mind trick to make sure that Corey wouldn't put him in harm's way and know that he wouldn't be here with me, so that no ripping of anybody will be taking place. Abdul, thanks again, man. Any level of concern if the team puts up another performance like Denver against Baltimore? No, not for me. I know fans will probably lose their minds, but no, it's preseason. It's a lab. None of that means anything as far as results go. Now, there's still plenty of tape that you can pore over if you're the staff and you know what you're looking at. I know some people on the outside like to look at the All-22 and go, oh, this why, this, the other thing, blah, blah, blah. And there is some stuff that you can glean from it. No question about it. Good and bad. But it does get pumped up a little bit past the reasonable point online. But no, if they were to come out and lay another egg in a preseason game, absolutely not. Not anywhere on my part. Again, I can't speak for everybody else in the universe. But for me, no, not at all. Randy, thanks for being a Care of the G Club member and grand poobah of everything here at Cheesehead TV. Do you think Kenny Clark has to play as many snaps as he did last year? I understand injuries, but he played a lot. Yeah, that's a great question, Brandy. And does he need to? No. Do I think he does? I think there's a chance this is the first year where he actually gets somewhat of a, I'm not even going to say level playing time, but maybe gets a bit of a breather throughout the proceedings each and every week, because it does seem like they really like the rotation that they have. And I do think in the past that was down to, not completely down to, but in large part down to Jerry Montgomery, their old defensive line coach, who very, very, very much liked to lean on veterans and his big kind of stalwart core guys, to the point you will remember that year that Dean Lowry was put out there again and again and again, when we all watched him getting run over again and again and again, and we were all kind of wringing our hands like, why can't Devontae Wyatt get on the field? Well, you know, he didn't want a young buck who was going to be playing like a chicken with his head cut off over a guy in Dean Lowry who he knew really well and was a vet and was assignment sure, even though that assignment would end up with him being pushed all over the yard. All of that to say, I do think this new staff will be a bit more judicious as far as their rotation, but you never know until you get into the actual, you know, live games, because it's all well and good to say that, and it's all easy to go, oh yeah, I definitely want to make sure Kenny gets a blow here or there. But then you're in the game, right? And you've desperately got to stop the run, or you got to get after the quarterback. And yeah, you want Kenny Clark on the field. So we'll see as this year progresses, but I suspect there'll be a little bit more time for Kenny to get some rest and be fresher in the fourth quarter, which is what ultimately you want, right? You want your best guy ready to get after it in the fourth quarter when you're trying to close out these games. So we'll see. It's an excellent question, and I'm fascinated to find out. Guitar Ted, so it sounds like Pratt balled out with the twos. Nice. I think it sounds like both backup quarterbacks had a better day than they did in Denver, for sure. Clifford sounded a little rocky early, but he did have a few nice throws, especially pushing the ball downfield to Malik Heath at one point. And yes, sounds like Pratt was much better, much more in command, much better control. It's all great. You love to see it. Now we needed to see carry over into the preseason game on Saturday, but it's definitely a decent step. No question about it. Alex, I love it. The disrespect on Jordan Love's name on Madden ratings upsets me terribly for no reason. I know it's irrelevant. Can't wait for them to be proven wrong this season. Also, what's good, Dennis? Go Pack, go. Dennis getting a shout out. Yeah, the Jordan Love, and it is disrespect. Given how well he played and what he did and all the tape that's available for the people at Madden, to rate him as they did and to have him still like missing some easy throws in the flat or those deep overs that go just a little bit too far because his quote unquote rating is bad. I guess he's just going to have to come out and torch the league again. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, I love to watch it. I love to see it. And they're going to watch that Jordan Love Madden rating kind of go up incrementally throughout the season. I'm here for it. Cannot wait. Steven, thanks for the super chat. J-Lo off play action is going to be deadly. I very much agreed. And I think, you know, obviously play action in general is a great thing, especially in this offense, the style of offense that LaFleur runs. But when you've got Josh Jacobs back there, who can move a pile and cause some havoc, yeah, those safeties going to be biting hard. Those linebackers are going to be biting hard, and that's going to open up space for this very talented receiving crew. No doubt about it. Abdul, thanks again, man. Any potential surprise cuts you'll be watching for? It's so rare that they're actually a surprise, right? I mean, I talk about this all the time, seemingly every summer, but, you know, I know we all remember where we were, most likely if you're a Packers nerd, and if you're here, you most likely are, when Josh Sitton got cut. That's the biggest surprise I think we're ever going to live through. I don't see anything of that level coming. And if I did, it wouldn't be a surprise. Maybe A.J. Dillon, though I don't think that's a surprise. I don't think it would be a surprise at this point. It would be a name that everybody knows, but I don't think it would be a surprise, right? And that might just be injury related. You know, as far as this stinger he's dealing with that they seemingly can't get a handle on. Matt was asked about it this morning, and they're still gathering information, still waiting for an opinion or two, I think it was the phrase he used. So that could ultimately, you know, be the decision made for them. But as far as like big surprise names or surprise cuts, I tend to doubt it. I mean, just because they're such a young team, too. I mean, if it was going to be a, quote, surprise, you would think that'd be like a veteran name, right? I mean, because otherwise, if you're cutting a first or a second year player, is that big a surprise? I mean, I guess Christian Watson or Jaden Reed, yeah, that would be a surprise, but that ain't going to happen. Now cut to, you know, one of those guys getting cut and Tyler super cutting. It's a surprise cut. By the way, that's not going to happen. Fernando, thank you for becoming a Carry the G Club member. I really appreciate you, as well as all our members here on YouTube. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks so much. Hope to see you on our happy hour next week. Please join us. Dennis, all you got to do is request it, dog. That's all you got to do. Here you go. Let's hit it.
Well, we carry the G wherever we may be. So creamy and cold. And from the land of the green and gold.
That's right. Carry the G Cream Ale is back on the shelves in the great state of Wisconsin. Saw a bunch of people got it today in the Green Bay area. It's been out in Milwaukee, Madison, even the western part of the state now for a good part of the week. We are back, people. Go to CheeseheadTV.com, hit the beer tab, and you'll find a map of Wisconsin that shows you most, if not all, of the spots that it should be carried in. So if you, you know, you're feeling like you need some Carry the G Cream Ale in your life, head on out to your local. They probably have it. And hey, if you know, at a bar or a restaurant or what have you, you ask, hey, do you have Carry the G? And they don't, tell them they should carry it. Tell them they should talk to their distributor about getting it. Because let's face it, it is time. It is football season. It is time to carry the G. And I know you people will. You people. What do you mean, you people? Woody Larson, how are you, man? Thanks so much for the super chat. This is incredibly kind. And just for being here, man. Haven't seen you in a while. Back from the hospital with the new addition. Go Pack Go. There you go. Congratulations. Congratulations, brother. So happy for you. Burn your wallet. That's my only advice. Abdul, thanks again, man. Who plays more snaps, Wyatt or Slayton? Who has a better year? Okay, crystal ball time. More snaps, Slayton, better year, Wyatt. There you go. Now, you didn't define what better year means. I leave it to you to figure it out. There you go. How do you like that? Rick Harris, thanks for the super chat. Will Newman make the 53, random Packer, Craig Knoll. Royce Newman. Newman. He has every chance to. There's no doubt about it, simply because he started games for them. He's, again, a veteran that they know very well. They do tend to like guys who fit that bill. I think there's a chance Jacob Monk has made him dispensable, and maybe he gets traded and or cut, especially after he took the adjustment to his contract right before the start of training camp. But there's still every chance that he's on this team. That's there you go. You're looking for a surprise cut? Royce Newman. I don't think he's going to get cut, but we'll see. Kevin, thanks for the super chat, man. It's crazy here in Chicago. Guess there's a convention to confirm that the Bears still suck. Random Packer, Jari Evans. Yeah, Jari Evans. man, you talk about a baller. Love that guy. I mean, he was obviously great in New Orleans, but I thought he was pretty damn good still in Green Bay. And yeah, the convention, that humongous convention, apparently big surprise guest tonight to confirm the fact that the Bears still suck. No doubt. No question about it. Here the G at Lambeau this year, Nags. Al, doesn't sound like it's going to happen. Man, we were that close last year. I mean, when I talk about that, I can't even express how close we were. Until somebody with sales was like, where's my cut? And then it got shut down. Can't do anything organically. Can't have a fan group that really loves the team and wants to express that love and admiration and fandom organically have their product in Lambeau Field without somebody in sales getting a cut. Even if they had no involvement at all in making it happen, where's our cut? Way of the world. What are you going to do? Eric Taylor, yes. Carry the G. Out now. Get it. All right, buddy. I got to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel. And if you are online tonight, I'm going to say definitely going to be playing my week 3 matchup in my continuing saga of playing out the Packers season on the new Madden, trying to get a handle on these new controls. Dealing with injuries already across the squad because I used franchise mode with injuries on. So, hey, watch me overcome adversity. Probably 8 o'clock, between 8 and 8:30, but be on the Twitch channel. It'll be on the Twitch channel, Cheesehead TV's Twitch channel. Be on there tonight. I'm going to be drinking beer, talking some Packers, and playing some video games. It's going to be a lot of fun. In the meantime, hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.